Welcome to the Weed, Seeds, and Beautiful Things podcast. I'm your host, Connie, and I am so glad you're here. The Weed, Seeds, and Beautiful Things podcast is a bi-weekly show that is not about gardening or growing marijuana. This podcast exists to tell others about the God I've learned to trust. Trust is a learned discipline that takes courage to grasp and denial to accept. There's a cost to knowing Jesus deeply, but its preciousness far outweighs the burden. I'm honored to be able to share the worthiness of counting it all as loss that we might learn to know Christ deeper together. Join me today as we fill our cups with encouragement from the Word and stories from the heart. Today we're going to talk about trust. I'm going to start by reading you a little snippet of a devotional that I was sent through the Tony Evans Ministry. You can sign up on his website at tonyevans.org and get these great, short, encouraging Bible studies, and they even send them through text message. He starts off by saying, "But God wants to take us to the place where our trust completely rests upon Him. If God is trying to take you into a deeper relationship with Him, He'll sometimes put you in an I can't situation, a place where we say things like, 'I can't handle it. I'm going to crack under the pressure. This is beyond me.' Exactly. It is beyond you. You can't handle it alone. You can't deal with the pressure all by yourself. That's when you're forced to turn to God for strength and courage to see you through. God loves to flip a situation from hopeless to hopeful, from no way out to a clear path forward, from trapped in a corner to freedom. And when He does, you'll better understand who He is and the kind of power He has to shape your life. Let Him turn your brokenness into a blessing." There's so much there. But I want to start with trust. I like how Tony Evans makes the point that our trust should be in God. Our trust shouldn't be in the outcome of the situation which God can produce. What I mean by that is we're not trusting in the fact that God can do something. We're not trusting in the outcome. We're trusting in the God that creates the outcome. There are a lot of times when things will be more than you can handle. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines trust as an assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Now, of course, this is a secular book that adds in things like something. We are not to trust in some things. We are not to trust really in anyone except God. We are to have an assured reliance on His character. And because of His character, then we can trust His ability and His strength. So I want to focus on the aspect of trust being placed in the character of God. How is that different than trusting in the ability and the strength or the outcome that God can produce? For me, the difference is clearly when I am trusting in what I think God will do or what I hope God will do, I'm not trusting in Him. Trusting in solely God and who He is, His character, is life-changing. But it's also difficult, because when you surrender and submit to trust strictly in God, not in what He can do or how He will work, you are surrendering to accept that you don't get to know how it will play out, that your trust is not a manipulative tool that you're using to get God to tell you something or to do something that you're wanting. Trusting in God is the statement, the allegiance of faith in whatever you do, God, whatever you allow. I trust in You. You are enough. Not you are enough if this works out, or you are enough if I get through it. Friend, sometimes bad things happen, injustices take place, abuses are suffered, people are lost. And when we are truly trusting in God, we can still come to the end of those situations and not only be standing, but be standing stronger than we were before when we were in the situation that was so difficult. Are you looking for the perfect piece of art? Custom art by Connie Lawson. Art is a part of me just as much as the color of my eyes or the way I laugh. I believe it is an expression of who I am that comes to life on paper. My favorite mediums are watercolor and calligraphy. My talents and skills have grown exponentially through my own struggles. The difficulties of life have given me a sixth sense as to how to incorporate beauty and suffering together. I am available to create custom pieces as well as prints of the art that I make. My passion is to make watercolor keepsake name pieces to help you remember your special and precious ones. From new babies to wedding announcements and everything in between, I am here to create your custom piece. Just head to my Etsy store, fill out the form, or message me directly through my website to create your custom piece. My passion for creating these precious keepsakes came through the loss of my firstborn son. Creating a piece for him is where it all started. It served as a way to keep him close, grieve with purpose, and remember the preciousness of his short but meaningful life. From there, I have made many of these to bless friends, family, and strangers alike, helping them celebrate and grieve with beauty and purpose. I want to read you a passage in Psalms 81. I'm going to focus on verses. It says, I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress, you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. This passage is referring to Joseph's time when the children of Israel, before Joseph's time, but when the children of Israel were in slavery. What I see in this passage is this general progression of what we do when we are in a difficult situation. God's people call out to him, and they call out to him typically because they're in distress. Then God responds by hearing and delivering. Then God, to his people, tests them. And then God's people are faced with a choice. One, fall away, or two, the choice of faithfulness. Why does God test us after he brings about a deliverance? Why does that always seem to happen? Well, we can know that it's not because God doesn't know what we'll do, but it's because God wants us to know what we will do. God already knows if after he brings about deliverance, if we are going to trust in the deliverance or if we're going to trust in him. And that's the point we want to get to, an assured reliance on the character of God. Because when we have that, it doesn't matter what happens because we know the heart of God and that's what we're trusting in. When we see in scripture that people were delivered and then they fell away, like so often the children of Israel did, that's because their trust was not in God, it was in the deliverance. Maybe they showed signs of trusting God while he was working, but when push came to shove, what they really wanted, What they were really after was the deliverance. And if God, in his great wisdom, as it says in the Holy Scriptures, that his thoughts are above our thoughts, his ways are above our ways, then we know that sometimes he will allow things that we simply cannot understand. And so when our trust is not solely in him, we will fall away. When you are in a situation that you can't handle and that you're going to crack under the pressure, as Tony Evans so eloquently writes in his devotional, evaluate where your trust is at. Because if you are trusting in an outcome, if you are trusting in a specific way that God should work, if you're trusting that you'll be okay when this is over, or if you're giving credence to thoughts of anger and entitlement towards God, your trust is not in him. It's not an easy process, but it is a possible one, because Christians are filled with the Holy Spirit. He is our helper. And the Word of God says that he has given us everything we need for life and godliness, not part of what we need or a little bit of what we need or most of what we need. But he has given us everything we need for life and godliness. In this same passage of Psalms 81, verse 10 goes on to say, I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. When we deduce this scripture down, if someone needs to be filled, then they're obviously hungry. And we know that the children of Israel, who are brought up out of the land of Egypt, were in dire straits. Beginning of the verse that says, I am the Lord your God. I am is the Lord your God. And I am encompasses everything. I am is a full statement about the deity of Christ. The all-encompassing everything that we will ever need. He brings us up out of the land of Egypt, which if he's bringing us up out of it, then he allowed us to be in it. And if he is who he says he is, then we can trust that the situation of difficulty that we find ourselves in was filtered through his loving hand, because God cannot be perfect love and evil at any point in time, just like he cannot be unfaithful at any point in time, because if he is, our entire faith is a sham. That is why when we put our trust in the character of God, we don't have to understand the details. Because the same God who allows the testing in Egypt and the trial through sorrow is the God that says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. We don't trust in horses or in chariots, but we trust in the name of our God, the Lord God of hosts, the God of heaven's armies, the God who gives and the God who takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember today, friend, that you have a choice: be faithful or fall away. And not making a choice is in fact making a choice. Doing nothing is doing something. So today, be intentional. Refocus yourself and put your trust in the character of God. And let him be the author and the finisher, not only of your faith, but of your story, of your outcome, of the time that you spend in the fire, of all the things that you lose, of all the heartbreak that you hold. Look to Him and trust in Him, and there you will begin to find the strength and the victory that is yours through Christ Jesus.